Borderland favorite Frontera Boogaloo is celebrating the release of their new album called Alma de Jaguar on Friday, May 6th at Tricky Falls. El Paso's own Jim Ward will be opening up for Frontera Boogaloo, and DJ Birth Defects will also be playing the finest in new and old Latin American cumbia. This album was written over the course of 2 years and features original and creative ideas influenced by life on the border. Here to tell us all about it are Frontera Boogaloo's Joel Osvaldo and Kiko Rodriguez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, thanks for having us.
So, Kiko, you are on the phone, and we're talking to you via Santa Fe. How long have you been out there?
A few months, actually.
Are you working on any projects out there?
Yeah, I'm just preparing the musicians for the show and doing a few rehearsals and just getting ready for the summer.
Very cool. So, Joel, you had a big part in working on creating this album. You're the pianist,
right.
But it seems like you helped a lot with the arrangements. Is that?
Well, it's all inspiration. And then we really didn't think it was going to get to this point. And now we're here. We were heavily influenced by our old cumbia favorites like Rigo Tobar and all those musicians. And one day, Kiko and I just sat down and said, why don't we just write another album? Why don't we come back with strong music and strong lyrics? And it just started pouring out of us. It just came out and came out one after another. And here we are now. We're actually very excited about this. We love this project. And I hope Frontera becomes more of a household name here in the border town of El Paso and Juarez.
Well, Kiko, you all played for a long time, and then you kind of took a break. Will you tell us about that period?
Yeah, for sure. I wanted a change of pace. I wanted to learn how to compose and do more arrangement work, do studio work. It was kind of something I had always wanted to do, but if you're always gigging, it doesn't really give you that chance. So I took a few years, and it was really good for me. I had been gigging for almost 10 years, maybe 15 if you include my time with Fuga. So I think it's really good for an artist to take a little break and a step back and reevaluate where he's at, where she's at, and also try to pinpoint what you want to grow, what areas you want to grow in. So by the time I got back to it, you know, we had some old Frontera songs laying around, and then, you know, I wrote a bunch of new stuff, and so we put it all together. It was really beneficial for this album. It's probably one of the better albums that I've ever worked on. So, yeah, that's what that was about.
And, I mean, the common theme that doesn't seem to change is that it's always influenced by the border. What themes did you all touch on with it within that on this album?
We're used to listening to cumbia music or norteño music, and it's always about love or focused on love and the wrong ideas, I think, about heartbreak and all these things that happen in the human condition. But this album talks about the struggle, the actual struggle that takes place as a human in living in the border, working here, coming from Juarez, or vice versa, going to Juarez, the struggle that takes place as an American or Mexican child that grows up listening to these songs, gets inspired, but wonders, why don't they talk about positive reinforcement? Why can't I just, you know, why can't I listen to a song that's going to motivate me to be an astronaut or anything like that? And this album actually touches on our ancestry and the struggles that played part in our lives and how it's evolved throughout the years and how we're so privileged now to turn on the radio and listen to Banda Recodo or whatever and not really listen to what they're saying, but sing along anyway. This
right.
album actually, when you sing along to it, you'll start thinking and you'll start feeling love, and I think that's important.
And within that, I mean, the arrangements, it's always you're thinking, you're feeling all these things,
yes,
but you're dancing.
Yes, more chords, more bass lines, more everything, so that you can't stop dancing and then listening to the lyrics at the same time. And it's really inspiring.
So what do you hope it inspires within people that listen to it?
Me personally, I want more artists, whether it's music or drawers, painters, photographers, to come out of their shells here in El Paso and Juarez. There's a lot of talent. There's a lot of raw talent. And noticing that and being part of it, I think that we have a responsibility to actually inspire not only yourself just to make music, but inspire people to go out there and, you know, even if they have a 9-to-5, to
express themselves in whatever
in any way, shape, or form. Yes, yes.
Very cool. And Yukiko, what is your hope? What do you think it'll motivate people to do?
Yeah, I think also the sounds that you hear. For example, I try to play an accordion in the cumbia style or Colombian style, but a lot of the fans say that it still sounds norteño, you know, so we're trying to emulate different styles from Latin America, but the style that we grew up with always kind of comes out anyway. And so it's a cool fusion between us trying to travel to other places where the music has different inflections, and at the same time, we're still representing where we're from. So I think that's a cool thing. It's always been a part of my music, and I also believe in the ideas that the album is talking about. They're very strong ideas that everyone's talking about all over the country right now, you know, the issues with immigration, you know, the border wall that Trump wants to build, which we don't talk about specifically, but we talk about that mindset, you know, of division, or that mindset of, you know, sort of a racist perspective on life. And, you know, it doesn't really have to be that way. And if you're from the border, you know that, because you live constantly on both sides. You don't really believe there's a division between you and your friends and your family, regardless of where they're from. Although some people do. But, I mean, that's kind of what we want to, like, bring up. Like, why do we feel that way even towards our own people, our own family? So I think there's a lot of benefits to being from the border that people can kind of get an insight from listening to this album, sort of living in two places at once. But it's really all just one thing. If you talk to anyone in Mexico, everyone from up north is from up north, you know?
Right, it's all one big glob.
Yeah, and the same thing in the U.S. If you're in Seattle, they're going to say, oh, you're from El Paso. And, you know, they're not going to know the distinction between El Paso and Juarez. But once you get here, then people start to make those distinctions, and they definitely exist. But what also exists is all the unity and all the artistic unity that exists. And I think the artists definitely personify that on the border. We're always doing stuff together, and we don't really care where someone's from or,
yeah,
you know,
we're friends first and foremost. We become family, you know.
And, I mean, you're here to release your album. You have quite a few shows. I mean, you're going to be playing on Friday at Tricky, and that's really your main CD release. But then you're also doing this beautiful benefit show for FEMAP in Juarez. And then another show after that in Juarez.
Yeah.
Will you tell us about that and kind of how that all came together?
I'll talk about May 6th because that's my birthday.
Oh.
And I'm glad I get to celebrate such an important event in a human's life with what I love doing.
Well, your child is being born that
right.
day.
And it's amazing how the response has been so positive and so just what you would expect from not only the border town, but this album got recorded in four states, four different places, actually. And there's musicians from all walks of life, and it all came together. And May 6th is going to be the ignition of this rebirth, actually, because I love Frontera. It's one of the most positive and enduring projects I've worked with here in El Paso.
And then, Kiko, will you tell us about the shows in Juarez?
Sure. We're doing a benefit for FEMAP, which is a really, really powerful organization, along with Jim Ward as well. And that's going to be awesome, right downtown Juarez, I believe. We really believe in the organization's mission, and we're always trying to do that kind of work along with whatever concerts we're doing. So we're going to do that, and then later on at night we're going to be playing at Pata del Perro, which is one of the clubs that has opened up since the violence broke out. You know, people are getting back to organizing shows again, and there's several places open now, and that's one of them that has been doing a lot of shows. So we're going to be doing a little show late at night for everyone that likes that kind of thing. So, we're just packing it in and doing as much as we can, trying to get this album, you know, into people's ears. So I think that's the objective.
So we've all got three opportunities to catch Frontera Boogaloo: Friday at Tricky Falls, Saturday at FEMAP, the School of Nursing in Juarez, mm-hmm. and again at the Pata de Perro in Juarez. And I believe that third show is a free show, right?
Yes. Yeah. And it's probably not till 11 or or midnight, about around that time. So
bewitching
you
hours.
Probably have it's time perfect. To hit everything.
Yes.
So you
yes.
could do it all. You're yes. right. In theory, we could yeah. all do it all. You're going to do it all, so we might as well do it all.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
exactly.
Well, I can't thank you enough for bringing us another album. You know, it took y'all 2 years, and as a fan, we've been waiting those 2 years. So I think it's going to be a good time no matter which show you go to. So you can either catch Frontera Boogaloo at Friday at Chucky Falls or Saturday in Juarez. And I thank you all for joining us, and can't wait to hear your latest album called Alma de Jaguar. Thank you, Kiko and Joel, for being a part of State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Gracias. Bye-bye.